The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Kara joins us for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Kara. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. But I need to know, am I wrong?
What's going on?
My daughter, Melanie, who I adore, is going to have a baby, which is kind of wonderful.
Oh, congratulations. That is kind of wonderful.
That is pretty wonderful.
The thing is, the baby daddy, this loser who got her pregnant, took off. We don't know where he is. And I suspect we're not going to hear from him again.
Okay.
Jeez. And that's fine. She's a strong, independent woman. She can raise this baby on her own, and I'll be there to help her. But she wants to name this child after this loser father. His name is Lance, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no way.
She wants to name him Lance because he always wanted a junior, and so she wants to respect that. And I'm like, this is going to be a reminder every day that this jerk isn't even involved in the baby's life.
Oh, yeah. That seems like a horrible idea.
That is the worst idea.
All right. But, okay. But she's dead set on it?
She seems to be.
Okay.
Help me, you guys.
Yeah. All right. No, that definitely seems like it would be a concern.
Yeah.
But, your daughter's name is Melanie?
Melanie. Yeah.
All right. Let's call Melanie quickly here and get her side of the story. Here we go.
Hello.
Is this Melanie?
Yes, this is Melanie.
Good morning, Melanie. My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Melanie.
Hello.
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Hi.
Oh, hi. We love you, too. That's so nice. Do you love your mom? Because we've got her on the phone, too.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
I
love her, but why is she calling me on a radio station?
Yeah. Well, first of all, congratulations on your baby.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
We heard that you want to name your baby after your ex.
And your mom's not happy about that situation.
Wow. Wow, thanks, Mom, for putting that out there. Thank you. I kind of don't care what she thinks. I got to be honest. I love my baby's father, and that's my decision. I mean, I'm giving birth to the child, so end of story.
So even though he left you, he left you, but you still love him, so that's why you want to name him that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, yeah, he left me and we have issues, but I mean, it's still his father. So, I mean, it's still Lance's father. What am I supposed to do?
So your baby's going to be Lance Jr., even though Lance Sr. isn't in the picture.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay.
I really don't. I mean, listen, we made a baby together. So, what am I going to do?
Okay. All right. Listen,
I always actually really like the name too. So
you like
my mom's like freaking out.
No, yeah,
about
I love
it. And it's my decision. I mean, it's my body, my baby, my decision.
Okay.
No, you're what our problem is.
Oh, all right. Hang on. Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. We have some people online that want to comment if you don't mind, even though you seem to not care about anyone else's opinions. It's the Big Game.
Sure.
Yeah. Tori from Green Cove. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, Tori. What'd you want to say?
Two aspects. One, I don't think anybody's wrong in this. I understand where the mom comes as a mom. She wants what's best for her child and her grandson.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, not having my mom in my picture because of a lot of resentment, I wouldn't want the daughter to resent her mother for not being supportive or, being there for her as a mother that, like, she should be and appreciate what she wants to name her child because, when she named her, she didn't have a choice in what she named her, so nobody else probably helped her name her daughter. So it's just one of those things when you got to be there for the person and not try to control the situation.
Even if they make horrible decisions. That's
even if they make horrible decisions, because you know what? At the end of the day, it's either going to be a lesson or a blessing.
Oh, right. Look at that. I like that should
that's
be on a pillow.
Very true.
Hey, thanks so much
probably
for calling.
Probably is. Let's
it probably
be honest.
Is, right. Roll into Hobby
probably
Lobby.
Where she got it.
Miranda from Fernandina Beach. Good morning. How are you, Miranda?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. What's your take on this weird and bizarre situation?
Okay,
Okay, so coming from one mom to another mom, I had the same situation, but it was last name because I was having girls. I did not listen to my mother. I thought my mom was crazy. I was like, I'm giving this child the baby's last, the dad's last name. And 10 years later, if I could take it back, I would. I regret it. He wasn't there then. 10 years later, he's still not there now.
Yeah.
She's stuck with his last name. She hates it. She's 10 now, so she asks questions. So I have to be honest and answer. And it's just, it's a sad situation for her.
Yeah.
Because she has this last name, and she's like, I don't even know this guy. So
that is true.
I totally agree with mom. And I'm telling you, 10 years ago, I would have been right on her side.
Right.
It's my baby, my decision. But, you know, now that it's been later and I see exactly where my mom was coming from, mom is always right in the long run.
All right. Hey, thanks. Don't tell my mother that, by the way. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. There was a famous movie critic in Washington, D.C. when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway, like one day he just announced, he wrote a big column about how he was changing his last name because his dad wasn't in the picture and his mom was there. So he changed his name to his mom's name.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can always change your name, technically.
It was a horrible name. It didn't roll off the tongue. Like, he had this really cool name, like Rex Reed or something. And then it was like Rex McGillicuddy. And you're like, that doesn't roll off the tongue at all.
Oh.
Katie from the West Side, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Katie. What'd you want to say?
I was just saying, as a parent of a child, and the other parent is there, I don't think it's a good idea to name it after the parent that's absent, because as they get older, they're going to ask, you know, who am I named after? Why are they not around?
Yeah.
It's not a good situation.
Right.
No, yeah, I know. When kids start asking questions, it's the worst. You don't want to make
it. Yeah, because, you know, if they're not going to be around and you don't want to talk about them to begin with, it's probably not a good idea to name them after that.
Yeah, I just think at this point, she's probably not thinking that far. She's thinking, like, maybe if she does this, this dude's going to come back in her life,
that's
you know?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Right. Although,
but don't do it just because of that. Because
I know, I agree.
Then that child's going to be like, well, if I'm named after dad, why isn't he here?
Yeah, right, that's exactly.
True. Hey, thanks
just
so much for
the darndest question.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. That should be a show. Oh, wait, I think it is. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great, Jennifer. Thanks for holding. What do you want to say?
My thing is kind of for the daughter. I had a daughter that went through almost the exact same thing. We live in Florida. And the father of my grandson lives in Texas. My daughter carried that torch, and even took the child to maybe thinking maybe if he saw the child that they could get back together and have this perfect little family. Well, that didn't work. He didn't even meet her when she went all the way to Texas to be able to see the child. Fortunately, she let me name him, so the name wasn't a problem, and the name is not going to be a problem. The child himself is going to be a reminder. It doesn't matter what his name is.
No, right. That's a great point, Jennifer. That's a great point. Hey, thanks for calling. This is Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, Stephanie. What's your take on this whole situation?
It should not be up to the grandmother. She should have no say in what her grandson's name is. It's the mother. She's the one carrying the child. If her grandson were to question her, the grandmother should come up with a better excuse than, you know, telling the grandson, oh, well, you're junior because you're named after your father that's not around.
Yeah.
It's just quite stupid. It should be the mother's decision. It's her child. She's the one carrying it for 9 months.
It's true. It really is her decision. Like, when it comes down to it, it really is up to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think her mom is just trying to, like, look out for her best interest because she thinks, you know, she thinks it's going to go bad.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Rob.
Sir.
Hey, Rob, what's your take?
Homeboy didn't tell you?
Oh, no. What's up? Well, you tell me.
Here's the take. Basically, you name the baby Mark. So baby's daddy's happy, and then baby's mama's happy because Mark's a beautiful name, and then you're happy because Mark K, baby's daddy's happy.
I don't know if I want women naming their babies after me.
Also, I don't feel like Mark is a beautiful name.
Wait a minute.
He spells it with a C sometimes.
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't.
I know, but I mean, if he did, it would be beautiful. But yeah.
He's not Mark Jacobs. That's different.
The hell he's not. Have you seen that bald head?
Thanks, Robert.
He went from complimenting to you to insulting you.
No, he said that. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. So, look, Melanie, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, your mom's onto something here, and And you may want to rethink it. You may actually regret naming him after this guy, you know, down the road.
I honestly don't care what she does. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, it's my baby, and it's my decision. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I can't believe my mother would take me on the radio to talk about this. I can't. This is my decision. I don't care what other people say.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay, is anybody else carrying this baby? I just want to know. If anybody else is carrying this baby, they can have a say.
Okay.
Okay, this is crazy. Mom, you are so ridiculous. I can't stand it. Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Well, hang on. We'll... Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Okay, okay, I think maybe hormones are kicking in. Good. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.